to spring fully armed from the brain of his creator, he climbed right onto the world stage to join Don Quixote, Falstaff, and Pickwick as an instantly recognizable literary hero. Where other literary characters had been discerned mistily through their creators, Holmes appeared in the highest resolution, so clearly and independently that the idea of there being a creator at all, a writer scribbling him to life, seemed all wrong. But Arthur Conan Doyle was that creator, and he was very real indeed. Like Watson, he had received a medical training, ultimately specializing and practicing as an eye doctor in London's Harley Street. He was quite the sporting all-rounder, as a goalkeeper for Portsmouth Football Club, as well as regularly playing first-class cricket and, more famously, club cricket for a side that included James Barry and A.A. Milne, the creators of Peter Pan and Winnie the Pooh. Like so many energetic and inexhaustible Victorians, Doyle interested himself in everything. That all-consuming curiosity reveals itself straight away in A Study in Scarlet, which was published in Mrs. Beaton's Christmas Annual in 1887. Without giving away too much of what is to come, I can